AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. The AP's Karen Shamus reports Iran's top diplomat has held talks with the UN nuclear watchdog on the eve of talks with the U.S.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has met with UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi in Geneva before a second round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. Oman is hosting U.S.-Iran talks in Geneva on Tuesday. The talks come after President Trump moved another aircraft carrier to the region. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it's too early to tell if the talks will amount to any concrete changes.
They'll have meetings. We'll see what happens. We're hopeful there's a deal.
Meanwhile, Iranian state TV reported that Iran launched a drill in the maritime area around Iran on Monday for the second time in weeks. State TV said it was a drill testing Iran's intelligence and operational capabilities in the Straits of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf, and the Oman Sea. I'm Karen Shamas.
As we celebrate President's Day, the AP's Julie Walker reports there are many inaccuracies surrounding the country's first president.
George Washington's rise to prominence also led to plenty of myths about the country's first president, many which persist to this day. One of the most popular, the cherry tree myth, invented by one of his first biographers who created the story after his death. That's according to George Washington's Mount Vernon. Supposedly, a six-year-old Washington took an axe to a cherry tree and admitted as much when caught by his father, famously saying, "I cannot tell a lie. I did cut it with my hatchet." The second myth, rumors of wooden teeth, not true. Washington never wore wooden dentures. Instead, he wore ivory, gold, and even human teeth. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. China is expanding its visa-free access.
China is letting British and Canadian citizens enter China without a visa as it tries to boost tourism and business. The change takes effect Tuesday and adds the UK and Canada to a list of 79 countries with visa-free access. Travelers can stay up to 30 days for tourism, business, exchanges, or family visits. Many Europeans already qualify, as do citizens of a number of other countries. Visitors from the United States and a few other places can enter for 10 days if they are in transit to a third destination. The policy ends at the end of the year for most countries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For the first time in 13 years, Michigan is number one in the AP Men's College Basketball poll. The Wolverines claimed 60 of 61 first-place votes in this week's poll to climb one spot and end Arizona's 9-week reign as the country's top team. I'm Mike Kempen, AP News.